It's time we answer a question on your stock in a little segment we like to call Your Stock, Our Take. Buy, sell, or hold.
BioScent Inc., symbol RX on the TSX Venture, trades around 950, 930 in that range, $140 million market cap. What does the company do? Again, they're a specialty pharma company engaged in the development of pharmaceutical and healthcare products. Its products include Ferramax 150, Cathagel Jelly, Ferramax Powder, Repigen, Procutis M, Agulent Systems, and Sysview. The company, through its subsidiaries, sources and acquires or in-licenses pharmaceutical products and markets these products throughout Canada specifically. Now, the key points here to look at on this stock, it's what has it done in terms of revenues in its last quarter? There's a 5% increase up to $5.91 million. Net income came in about around 4 to 5% up at $1.62 million. And adjusted EBITDA was up 2%. So not a ton of growth in that quarter, but there has been consistent growth in this business over the long term. And over the last just 3 years, you've seen compound annual revenue growth rate of just around 19%. So that's pretty solid growth there for this business. The balance sheet here is great. There's no debt, and it has cash and cash equivalents of around $21 million or $1.45 per share. So on a valuation basis, is it looking good in this range? Now, the stock trades at around 21 times earnings when we remove that cash. This is not exactly cheap and is slightly more expensive than the market. The growth historically has been above the market level, but we saw, again, that slowdown in growth in the last quarter. Is there anything to explain this? Well, we look at the company's MD&A and find out that the slowdown in the quarter was largely explained by a drop in international sales, which for this company can be volatile. In fact, international sales for the quarter decreased 31%. That was because of a shipment that was originally scheduled for that quarter. It was held back, and it shipped again subsequent to the end of the quarter in Q3. So there should be better international sales in Q3. They can be lumpy. The Canadian pharmaceutical business, which is the core business, rose 16%. So the growth there was decent. Now, if it, you know, right now it's growing its earnings around 15%. If it could creep those earnings growth up level to the 20-25% range, we would give the stock serious consideration. As is right now, we think it's trading at around fair value, so we'd have a hold on it right now. We'd also like to see further diversification from its away from its our highly successful Ferramax iron supplement line. Again, keep that product chugging along, keep the growth there, but it is a huge percentage of the overall revenues. If they can have some product diversification, which is happening now, it's just still not a large part of revenues. If we can have that, then it wouldn't be a one-product essential company, essentially. So we'd like to see that diversification, and that would help it move into the buy range that we'd like to see for it.
I suppose one thing you'd like to see, Ryan, would be for them to employ that cash into maybe an acquisition, buy another product and diversify that way.
Yeah. And you know, I think they're at some point they may do that. At some point they may employ that cash. I think they're prudently building up that cash right now. I don't think they believe that there has been anything out there that is in a, you know, very attractive range. They've made some product acquisitions, but not a major product acquisition. So at some point, you could see them employing that cash, and then the earnings could uptick based on that, and that would be a driver going forward. I'd rather have the cash on the balance sheet than have this company heavily laden in debt, but at some point, they have to employ that, and it's a good point you make.